Does an orthopedic condition or sports injury have you sidelined? Make your comeback with GW Hospital Sports Medicine. We offer services from neck to toe, including care for shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, and hands. Plus, we're the official healthcare partner of GW Athletics, the DC Furies, and the DC Revolution. Get back to doing the things you love. Learn more at gwhospital.com/sportsmed or call 888-4-GW-DOCS. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Welcome to MGP 427. I'm Kev, and with me this week there is Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you both leave a gap for Sheepdog, even though he's not here again?
it's just instinctive to wait a minute for him.
Oh, goodness me. We should be celebrating that he's not here. I've got used to him not being here now. It's great. We don't have to have him back, do we? The way listener numbers were up last week, and presumably this week as well, it's probably for the best that he just stays in prison or wherever he is.
But like,
he's on holiday.
Did you see people messaging him?
Oh, I did. It was beautiful. We need a repeat of that for this week. What are we going to get them to message him this week? We need a thing. We need something to ruin the last couple of days of his holiday with. Let's embroil him in a scandal of some kind. We'll come up with ideas over the course of the podcast. And if any of you got suggestions, just let us know and we'll retweet them on the MGUK podcast account, which, to be fair, Sheepdog's the only one who has access to. But we'll figure it out. We need some way to spoil the end of Sheepdog's holiday, because he's gone on holiday and Anna won't let me go on holiday. Therefore, Sheepdog's holiday needs spoiling. Have we been on holiday, Anna?
No.
Exactly. And why is that? Because you wouldn't let me.
Because you're not allowed to go on holiday.
We could have gone to London this week. We could have been riding around on the tube and eating Bodines. But no, you didn't want to go to London. Because you don't like people from the south. That's what you said. I hate southerners. I don't want to go to London.
That's not true, is it?
But we could have been there and it would have been great. We could have had Pab down and we could have gone jam shopping. Would have been brilliant.
But no.
Shall we go next week? Once Sheepdog's back, shall the three of us all go on holiday and make him do two shows without us? I think that's probably reasonable.
No.
Why? He's just left us in the lurch. How much notice did he give that he was going to be on holiday?
A week. But
I don't think he did. If I recall, we got a message the day before saying, I'm going on holiday a day early, so I'm going to miss 2 weeks of podcasts. And I think my response was, you were missing one? Because I don't think we'd been told he was missing one. And all of a sudden, he was missing two.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, we don't need to give notice of our holidays. So if the three of us all go on holiday and let him know next Thursday and make him put a podcast out, I think that's fair punishment. Listeners, don't let him in on it. Make sure he does a show. We won't be back until he's done a show without us. I think that's reasonable.
I see.
Dirty monster. Goodness me. How are we all anyway on this fine Friday evening for us? Of course, it's Saturday morning for everybody else. But in our universe, it's still Friday evening. Are we all excellent?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Bit sticky. Bit warm, isn't it?
You're sticky?
Horrible.
I don't want to know, Fab.
Yeah, it's a bit warm. Well, I
ordered two air conditioning units the other day and I've just had one of them turn up. I don't know why only one of them has turned up. It's like they're trying to start an argument between me and Anna. I wanted one for my office, so of course I bought two so she could have one wherever she wanted one, so she didn't try and take mine. And now one of them has arrived and the other one's coming on Monday, apparently. So if it's really, really hot over the weekend, I'm now stuck in this situation of, I can set up my new air conditioner and I'll be fine, but Anna will be moaning at me all weekend, telling me how unfair it is that I've got one and she doesn't. So my other alternative is to faff around in the heat, setting it up for her, and then come in and sitting in this sweaty room without air conditioning. They've basically completely trolled me here. There is no there is no way out of this for me. And I'm tempted to just return the one we've got now and give up on the idea and just sweat.
It's
such a drama queen.
Are they not like, really loud?
Yeah, I'll only be on when I'm not recording.
Okay, that makes sense. So, I mean,
like I do with my fan at the moment.
In theory, then, you could just set it up. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. You can't win.
There's no win. No, exactly. So I've spent double the money and haven't got the one thing I spent double the money for, not having Anna moan at me. So what a waste of time. I've just had a quick look at the box, and I think it only comes with a 1.5 meter hose. Now, the way my office is set up, my window is like 5 feet off the floor. So there's your 1.5 meters right there. So unless I put this directly next to the window, i.e. where I'm sitting, I don't think the hose is going to reach the window anyway. So I think I'm going to unpack it. I think me and Anna are going to row. This is my prediction. So we're out all day tomorrow. So on a Sunday, I'm going to go to set it up in here. Me and Anna are going to argue about it for a bit because she's going to tell me how unfair it is that I'm setting it up in here. And ultimately, I'm going to, it's beginning. I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to put my foot down and say, look, I paid for it. I'm having it in my office. And I'm going to go to set it up and it's not going to fit out the window. And then I'm in an even bigger pickle where for me to use it, I have to order a longer hose and wait for that to arrive. So what I should really do at that point is go back to Anna with my tail between my legs and say, well, it doesn't fit in my office for now. You may as well have this one in the living room and cool yourself off. But we'll have just had a row, so it's not going to be an option to do that. So I'm going to have to sit in here holding it up against the window with it running so she can hear it. She won't come in because we've fallen out. So it doesn't matter that I'm not getting any work done. I'm going to have to sit in here holding it up to the window with it running, and then every now and again, just stroll into the living room, not sweating, telling her how great it is to be in a cool office. It's ruined my weekend. I wish it had never come. I wish air conditioning had never been invented.
I don't know why he's got so irate about that. Oh, you weird little man.
Because you tell me any part of that wasn't true. That's why...
None of that was true. I'm very reasonable. I'm a reasonable woman.
We shall see. I'm setting up a GoPro in the corner of the room to film all of Sunday. It'll all be there as evidence in the vlog.
We'll see.
Oh, my. Have you not been tempted to take the plunge on an air conditioner in the heat, Pab?
No.
You just want to fester in your own juices.
I'm contemplating a new fan. That's about as extravagant.
I wouldn't bother. I've, like Anna said, I've got one of these Dyson fans.
Yeah.
Which cost as much as the air conditioners cost. And unless I'm sat directly in front of it, it may as well not be on.
Really?
It doesn't cool the room down at all. It doesn't circulate air around the room. It is quiet. Although I say it's quiet. You won't be able to hear it because I've got my fancy microphone. But if I crank this up to full now, it's as loud as any fan. It's quiet because it's on quite a low setting. But I don't think on full it's any quieter than an air conditioner either. So all in all, the Dyson was a waste of money. The air conditioner's not going to work. I've just got to accept the fact I'm going to sweat.
I love the Dyson. I don't mind.
No, you're not having the Dyson. We're going to have that in the bedroom, I think. Not quite sure where in the bedroom. We'll figure it out. I'll probably leave the Dyson in here. Nice for air.
Why?
Because where else are we going to put it?
In here. I'll have it.
You can't. That's where the air conditioner's going to go.
If you put it in the kitchen, then I'll have Won't Dyson.
Oh, now I'm a little tempted. I am a little tempted by that because then I get an air conditioner in the kitchen.
It's ridiculous.
That is true. But then who's going to carry the air conditioner up the stairs? Pab, are you free on Sunday?
Not this Sunday.
We'd like to invite you around to show you around our new house. We're having a housewarming party.
And then just you're coincidentally, you just need this thing going up the stairs at the same time.
Oh, if you want to get through the door, there's going to be an air conditioner blocking the door. If you want to get in, you might just have to help me get it up the stairs.
I can help you get it up the stairs.
I am, again, feel the need to film that because I don't think you can. You can't carry the shopping up the stairs.
Because that's heavy.
Whereas this enormous air conditioning unit is not at all heavy.
No.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, it's not going up there anyway. That's not a worry until next week, because this one's going to this office, damn it. Should we talk about some video games?
Sure.
If we must. It seems like...
We don't have to. I've got 10 more minutes on this if you want it. I'm in a right tizzy about this air conditioning situation. I'm going to get Black & Decker on the phone in a minute.
Black & Decker?
Yeah. The manufacturers of the air conditioning.
Yeah, what I was going to say is you need to speak to your mate from BT.
What, Jeffrey?
Yeah, you need to see if he can just drill your hole in the wall so you can just shove a pipe through it.
I genuinely was sat here yesterday wondering the feasibility of me just drilling a hole through the wall. But as we're in a rented house,
yes.
I figured it probably wouldn't go down very well. But then I was thinking, well, how hard would it be to convince them that that hole was always there?
Wow. You live in a fantasy world.
Well, we've already drilled through the wall once to get the fibre internet in. So I've already got
to convince... That was needed.
Well, I would argue this is also needed. And if I put this hole next to that hole, I could just say, yeah, all those holes were always there. That what I'm thinking is, if I'm already going to get in trouble for that hole, what's one extra hole? What are they going to do? Take an extra deposit off of me?
Yeah, just tell them Jeffrey did it by mistake.
Exactly.
You thought, well, I might as well use the hole for something useful.
Exactly. So I rammed a doohickey through it. My only worry then is if a really small burglar comes in and starts taking cameras out of my camera cupboard or something.
Oh, no. Not your camera cupboard.
Yeah. Or if they pushed the hose back through the hole, because of where the hole would have to be, they'd just be able to reach the extension lead and turn my computer off. So if little trolls found out about it, I could just see a little arm reaching through, just flicking the button off.
Pipe.
Oh, they've turned my computer off again. How big's what?
How big's this pipe that you've got?
I mean, it's probably 12 centimetres wide.
Oh, it's one of them big ones then, okay.
It's a big old, like a tumble dryer one.
Yeah, okay, yes, yeah, that's not going to work. I thought you meant like it was like a hose pipe size.
I won't get away with that one going through the wall then. I can't do a hole that big in the side of my house, my rented house.
No, you can't.
That's unfortunate. I am going to have to paint the glass on the windows black, though, because I'm going to have the blinds up to get the hose out the window, which means I now need to black out the windows so I can record in here while the hose is out the window. God. So we need to order some black paint, Anna.
We're not painting windows.
Wait.
I know. This is how it gets.
But surely if you're recording, you don't need the air conditioner on.
Oh, but then I'm going to have to take the hose down, put the blinds down again. It's a whole thing. Then I'd have to keep the fan in here for in-between bits on the videos. At the moment, I have a routine. I hit stop recording, start fan, and by the time the recording has stopped, the fan is blasting me in the face to melt the sweat off me. So it's going to be I'm going to need an assistant to be in here. Right, I've hit stop recording. Now you need to get the blinds up, get the hose out the window, get the air conditioning on. Come on, chop, chop, chop. Sheepdog needs to come and work here. I finally got a job for him.
But he's just built his own office, hasn't he?
What's the point of that? What's he going to do in there? What's he going to do in there?
He hasn't even got a door.
What, you?
Exactly. No door and no computer. All he's got at the moment is a garage that doesn't work properly.
You're just horrible.
Well, he shouldn't just skive, should he? Skiving off the podcast. I'm coming for Pab in a minute. I've taken down the other two. Watch it, Pab. I'm coming for you.
The other two? You haven't taken me down.
I believe we discussed...
Excuse me?
I got my pre-argument in for Sunday. Oh, dude. Somebody talk about some video games, because all I've done this week is more Mass Effect. I can't remember if I'd finished Mass Effect 1 last week. I think I had.
Yeah, you did.
I've not actually spent as much time on it this week as I had. I've now have my full squad, apart from the one last guy that you get a little bit later in the game. So I've got my mostly full squad. I'm now probably about halfway through all the loyalty missions on Mass Effect 2. So my memory of playing it through the first time round is once you finish the loyalty missions, you then go into the closing stage of the game. So I think I'm probably 3 or 4 hours away from finishing Mass Effect 2, and then I can launch straight into Mass Effect 3, and that'll probably get done over the course of the next week or so. I'll be ready to get into Mass Effect 3. What I am learning from playing through the Mass Effect Legendary Edition is it's inexplicable how many months Sheepdog talked about Mass Effect for way back when he played through the series one after the other, because it's all he played for, it felt like 3 or 4 months. Was he just playing for 20 minutes a week or something? How on earth was it taking him as long as it did? Because it's been 3 weeks and I've nearly finished the first two of them. And I don't have a lot of time for gaming. That's with probably 2 or 3 gaming sessions over the course of each week. I've gone through those. So the man is a confusing creature. You're a little bit behind me, aren't you, Anna? You're getting there as well.
Yeah, I've just started the Shadow Broker mission by accident because I was on Ilium. So I don't know what I've done, but that's what I'm doing.
You say you started that mission by accident. I'd started that as soon as possible because that's how you get another snog out of Liara.
Oh, Jesus.
So me and Liara have rekindled our relationship in Mass Effect 2.
See.
What she doesn't realise is I've also got Kelly feeding my fish. So, you know, these what she's off shadow broken. Someone's got to feed my fish, and Kelly's just there. So unless Liara wants to be there and feed my fish, she can be my exotic shadow broken girlfriend, and Kelly is my fish feeder. And it works for me. It's a good little arrangement that we've got going at the moment. I'm happy with the situation we're in. Pab, you've actually started playing Mass Effect as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay!
Yep, I caved at the week. Well, no, I pretty much caved during the podcast. Last week, I got told off for not playing it.
Well, you were in the wrong.
Yeah, yeah. How long have I done?
Have you ever played them?
No, I bought one when it came out and I probably played up to maybe the Citadel, maybe.
Right. Oh, gosh,
So not long at all. Pretty much to where I got to this time. And I didn't play 2 because I just was like, well, I didn't really get 1, so there's no point. And then for some reason, it was probably you lot and Sheepdog talking about 3 that I went, okay, I'll buy 3 then. Let's buy 3. I very much remember going, oh, it's got Kinect features. I've got a Kinect. And I'd be going around people going, look at this. Doors open. And the door, I got, look, the door's open.
Oh my word, I remember that. What gimmicky trash that was.
Stupid. Pointless.
I hope that's all still in there now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I remember playing all of 3 going, yeah, sure, I don't know what's going on. By that point, I think they'd already patched the ending. So I only saw the
right.
The one that they fixed, apparently, or whatever it was. And I was like,
the bad ending.
Yeah, I was like, it was fine. It doesn't bother me. It's just. But I don't have any context for what it was. So yeah, I mean, it was fine. And so that's effectively the only one I've played to completion. I don't mind the game. I don't mind it. It's all right.
You wash your mouth out with soap. It's a work of art.
Okay, so let's go through it then. So I've got this on PC.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Where's my ice cream cones?
It looks just fine. It doesn't look groundbreaking. It doesn't look amazing.
Does it look 15 years old?
It looks 10.
No, exactly. Oh, it does not, you filthy, dirty liar. Wash your mouth out.
It doesn't look great for what it is. I was like thinking it was going to like kind of be kind of much more polished than what it is. It's fine. It's fine. It's not horrendous.
It's better than Biomutant.
Well, what else was it? What was I going to say about the? God, what I was going to say, I've lost my train of thought. There was something to do with the. I don't know what I was going to say now.
If you're criticising Mass Effect, you must be telling us how bad the cover mechanic and the shooting and all that stuff is.
That's all anyone ever says. The cover mechanic of just run up to things and you'll just stick to walls like you just got tape stuck to your back.
Believe it or not, this is massively improved from the original.
I was like, okay.
This is the big thing they've been working on, improving this.
Like just having
and it is much better.
Just magnetised to walls and stuff. So I'll tell you about another game later on that I've been playing, which is also a third-person kind of cover-based shooter. and the jump over obstacles and cover buttons are switched on both of them. So that's been fun, trying to play both of them at the same time. Rather jumping over things when I'm trying to go into cover and what have you. It's, yeah. The other thing, I genuinely don't know whether it's just me imagining it or there's no waypoints anywhere.
No.
I'm like, I need.
What do you need waypoints for?
Because it says like,
we're going.
Because A, I'm streaming it, so I'm not 100% focused on what they're talking about. I'm probably about 80% talking. So if I'm not actively thinking, what are they saying to me to go and do? I need an arrow pointing in the right direction when I come back to it and go, right, what are we doing? And then
the best way is just to open the map and put down waypoints.
Yeah.
That's
the thing, I don't know. I found myself at one point just wandering around the Citadel for a bit, just wandering about, just literally just running in a circle. Going, is it here? Is it here? Oh, this is an elevator. Okay, I'll go in here then. Oh, this is a fast travel point. Okay, let's just go here then. And I kind of bumble my way in through these early quests in the Citadel where I've got to like speak to the council and do whatever. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, this is just happening. I'm along for the ride, basically. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just bumbling my way through the Citadel going, is this the right door? I feel like Mr. Magoo just kind of feeling, is this a door? Yeah, okay, we're going through it. Okay.
So you can tell you two like playing these wandering about doing stuff games, whereas I'm coming to this as a Football Manager player. Because I would, every time I do a mission, I'm into the journal. Right, what's the next mission? Right, how do I fast travel there? At no point on the Citadel did I walk from one place to another.
Oh, no, no.
I would just get on the fast travel and fast travel there.
I didn't know what the fast travel looked like. I just stumbled into the fast travel. I was like, what's this? Oh, it's the fast travel. Okay, great. Okay, is this where I need to go? No, this isn't where I need to go. Okay, I've got to go loop round this. Round it. Oh, there's another fast travel. Okay, I'll go to this one. There's a door, is it? That's a door, is it? Okay, great. Some doors don't open. Some doors are just decorative doors. Just painted on the wall.
This was an early Xbox 360 game.
Give me an arrow or a waypoint on the map at some point to where I'm going to go.
You'll be happy to know in Mass Effect 2, if you press down the analog stick, it does put an arrow on the screen to tell you which direction to walk in.
I don't even need something on the screen. I just need something on the map. Because a lot of the time, it ends a thing where it says, go and do this. And I go, okay, then where is that? And they go, I don't know, you find it. And I'm like, thanks. It's like, especially when I'm not 100%.
It's not wrong.
I'm not paying attention 100% of it. So I've also only half heard a conversation going on in the game. Because I'm trying to talk to chat. So then I'm like, okay, so he wanted something to do with someone, and they are okay. So yeah, okay. So I've got to go see the council, maybe. I'm like, let's just find a door, and here they are. This will do. Apparently, that's it. And I think my next mission, I stopped where I had to go and speak to Rex, maybe. Rex a Krogan.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, there you go. That's where I stopped.
Talk to me about Rex.
So, you can't. It's too soon for you.
Yeah.
I like Rex.
Yeah.
I liked Rex.
You sheepdogged it.
I didn't. Williams did.
Well, you let it happen.
Oh, I found her the other day. I didn't even want to talk to her, but I had to. I was like, not talk to you. I know what you did. Fun times.
Yeah, I'm enjoying Mass Effect, what it is. It threw me a bit when I booted up it's like, okay, click on it, boot it up, Legendary Edition. It's like, okay, all the games are there. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I click on Mass Effect and it suddenly like closes, it kind of disappears, and just Mass Effect 1 just pops up. I'm like, wait, what? You just opened a separate executable of Mass Effect 1. I was like, oh, right, okay. I don't know. Then I was like thinking conspiracy theories afterwards when I think it didn't look amazing. I was like, wait, did I just buy regular versions of all the games? And it just opens them up.
Oh, that would be excellent.
I was like, I'm just looking at this going, this looks 15 years old.
I don't think it does on my Xbox. On my PlayStation, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen some comparisons on stuff and I go, yeah, I can see the differences. So it's fine. I just need to kind of like, I'm also kind of just a little bit, I need to find something to get get his claws into me sort of thing, get grips of me sort of thing story-wise, because I'm just like going through the motions a little bit at the minute. I'm like, yeah, okay, so this Saren guy is a baddie and he's buggered off, but then the council believe him, so he's just getting away scot-free. So we're going about it. We're just kind of trying to find evidence against him, and like, okay, and then I know there's things about stuff coming up about a little car that I've got to drive around for a bit. Isn't very good, or is it better in this one? I don't know. I can't remember.
It's better because it has a boost button.
Oh right, okay. So I've got to drive a little car around for a bit. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I've got it. I'll play it.
I'm flabbergasted that you hadn't played.
I definitely remember buying it when it came out because of
the
hype. He
hates video games. That's always been Pab's problem. Doesn't play enough games.
Yes, yeah, that is my problem.
Video games.
That is very much my problem. It's fine.
You watch your tongue. The only other thing I've played this week, of course, is Football Manager. So I will pass over to
really?
You two rascals. I've not played much Football Manager this week because I've been on a half schedule. I've been playing Lazy Man Football Manager this week, only doing one video per day, like a lazy old goose.
Wow. But
I am playing it right now so I can be up and running again for next week at full speed. But I'll just leave it to you little Twitch rascals to discuss all the stuff you've been playing now. Twitch Rascal number one, what have you been playing outside of Mass Effect?
Mass Effect.
She automatically thinks she's Twitch Rascal number one. Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
So, more Mass Effect. I'm on two. I've not got my full squad because I don't know where they are. And I'm just accidentally started DLC. I didn't mean to, but never mind. Yeah, but the DLC is just put in there. And what I remember from two is that DLC came out a lot after like the main game. I'm not quite sure where it fits.
Well, it depends
in
what you play it on, because I was reading about that. If you had it on PS3, PS4 or PS3 or whatever it was always on the original disc, the Shadowbreaker DLC.
Was it?
Yep. On Xbox it came out after, but on PlayStation it was always there.
Oh, I don't know then. I just remember playing it after the game, so that's why I thought it was a bit weird. But yeah, so I've just started, like, literally got to his ship, because it all starts off in her apartment, Liara's apartment, and then there's a lot of shooting, and now I'm on a weird ship, and I've got to get into it. So I'm doing that. Apparently, right, I saw this article earlier. Excuse me. Apparently there's 200 pieces of DLC in the three games.
What? Wait.
Yeah, but a lot of them are going to be, like, different outfits and things like that.
I did see
I think that's a typo. I don't think there's 200 bits of DLC for it.
I don't know. Every squad member has, like, three alternative costumes they can be wearing. So what's that? That's 30 pieces for each game right there. So you've got nearly 100 pieces of DLC just from alternate costumes.
You've got to think,
guns, like, are probably a DLC as well. Different guns, different. I bet it could be near that.
And
okay.
I reckon like 2 and 3 came out during the times when they were doing store exclusive outfits. And I bet they're all included in that as well. Like you can go to, is it Game, or you go to HMV. You can go and get an exclusive suit for your Shepherd. That sounds about
exclusive. I've just gone on the internet, and it says that there's only 40. So I think whatever I was reading, a list little article had 200. I don't know where they got 200, but it says the Mass Effect Legendary Edition includes single player based content with over 40 DLCs for Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3. It says include promo weapons, armors, and packs. Yeah, so I don't know what they were on, but there we go. So I've been playing that. What did I play on Twitch? So last week I played Borderlands. This week, so I had to move. Well, I normally do it on Tuesday and Thursday, but because our internet has been up and down, I've only done Friday, and I played Sackboy, a big adventure. Is that what it's called? Yeah. So I started that and played that because it's. I like it. It's like a little platformer. It's Sackboy, but it's like a whole like 3D world. Kevin had to come and turn the music off because apparently there's copyright in it. But you can't do the Yeah, so you know Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars?
Is that in the game?
Yeah, that is an actual music for a level, right? And the level is so is perfectly timed to the
That's
the song.
Cool.
It is cool, but Kevin's like, no, you gotta turn that off,
I'd have just ridden it, just ride it. Yeah, I said it. They gotta risk it, haven't you, sometimes?
But no, you haven't. That's how you get taken down.
It's part of the game.
Doesn't matter. Like,
I don't know why.
It doesn't matter, but that's slightly off tangent here. I had a similar issue this week on Watch Dogs, where I came out of a tube station, and I heard Free Lions.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's that coming from? I thought my headphone was like, is that a side? I was like, I've never heard that in this game ever. And suddenly I hear Free Lions. I was like, really? They have Free Lions on in this game.
Yeah,
they had so much copyrighted music. And I was like, just running away from it in Watch Dogs this week. I was just running away. I was like, no, not you, not again. Not again. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard because people have obviously got their radios on. But yeah, that's in there.
Wow. I was stunned by
that. I once just sat there and listened to it. I was like, yeah, this
I did
cool.
For a little bit because I was like, that's really cool. That's really cool to have Free Lions on there. And I was like, all right, yeah, we've got to snap out of it. Let's get out of it before we get DMCA.
But yeah, so I've been playing that. I played like the first level up to the first boss. Went well. It's so pretty, this game. Like, the little fibres on the Sackboy and like little bits of hair that's stuck on him. It's just like, oh, it just looks so good. And just want to touch it. And like, you could feel, like, you could look at him and go, I know you feel squishy. Do you know what I mean? Like, and the water that's made of paper, you know what that's going to sound like. It's just, it's ridiculous how good that game looks. But it is done by Sony Studios, so what do you expect? And it is Sackboy. So yeah, but then moving on from that, I went back to Biomutant. I don't know why.
Oh,
but
has the update come out yet?
I've not seen an update. I want to like
it's happening
this game.
Though, isn't it? It is happening, that update, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. I want to like it. Like, it's got everything in it that I want. I want to craft and I want to loot and I want to climb, but I can't get on with the gibberish. It actually makes me want to cry.
You'll be able to turn it off next week.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, did you not see the thing that you can take the narrator out next week and an update?
Oh, the narrator doesn't bother me. It's the gibberish, the actual, like, you click on a person, they jibber jabber at you, and then the narrator comes in. Like, just give me the narrator straight away. I don't want to. Oh, and just the textures are awful. It makes me want to cry because I've got Mass Effect 15 years old and it looks lovely. I've got Sackboy and it looks lovely and I've got this. Its fur just looks awful. I don't get it. I know like Mass Effect is just more set pieces run around it, but if you can't do fur, don't do furries. Just don't do it. Just leave them alone. Just make them skin or scales, but don't do fur. But yeah, I played it for a few more hours, try to enjoy it, but I'm not, and I don't know why. It just I don't like the gibberish, and I didn't want to be that shallow, but it's just this problem for me, and I don't know why. But it is I think it's a young person game. Let's have a look. Was it 12? So I can see a 12-year-old enjoying it, but not for me at the moment.
On the topic of gibberish, Anna, hold that thought there. Pab's going to insert an advert.
The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization.
Earn great pay with outstanding federal benefits and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives. Learn more online at cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
Here at the Post Malone Raising Cane's in Utah, we pride ourselves on hand-battered chicken fingers.
Post? We do that at every Raising Cane's across the country.
Does every Raising Cane's across the country have Post Malone collector cups?
For a limited time, we do. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Beautiful. No gibberish there either. I thought there'd be gibberish, but that was a really eloquent, well-presented advert, and I urge you to go and sample whatever that product was. because it's probably great. Please so continue.
I will do. So I also put in Dying Light. Because all this week, all I've heard is Dying Light.
Really?
And I'm just like, yes.
You've been
and I was like,
that?
You know, yes, I have.
So, that's weird. And I was like, you know. That's a weird coincidence. Because somebody came into my chat the other day and went, you played Dying Light? And I went, yes, where have you brought, where has that come from? That's a random question. Anyway, do you ever think you're going to play it on? I was like, no. Like, wow, that's a weird, I was like, I don't know. That's a, that's a strange coincidence. Has there been some sort of update on 2 or something this week?
No. Yeah, well, 2 is coming out on the 7th of December.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it got a release this week, a release date. So we've got that in December, and I think the 7th of October is Far Cry 6. So it's been a week of releases. So that's that part of the year got games in. So I'm like, yes, God of War has been pushed back to next year, which I'm sad about. But I called that out. I was like, it won't come out this year.
I'm going to be honest with you, Anna.
I knew it wouldn't.
I get the feeling a lot of these games are going to get pushed.
Far Cry got pushed already. It was supposed to come out spring, wasn't it? It was supposed to come out.
Yeah, but I can see that getting pushed. Like I say, we're only now going to start feeling the effects of the pandemic stuff in the sense of... Like last year, we kind of limped over the line with a lot of games that were pretty much done with and got a lot of games that, you know, they got a fair few, you know, bigger games out. But now we're a year on where development has been hampered by this. I think we're gonna have a very barren year for games. Yeah, and everything's gonna get pushed. Even though they're saying October and December, there's a good chance that they'll get pushed as well. I think
maybe, but we can live in hope.
Oh yeah,
aren't
hopefully,
we?
Hopefully.
Because Dying Light has like been on the radar for years, like literal years. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for that game. So I thought, right, well, I've got one. Let's pop it in. And it took me 5 hours to install it. Now, we'd fixed the internet. The internet was an issue. It was the fact that Discord just kept going, can't install. I'm like, well, why? So I would delete and I would do it again. And I did that at least 6 or 7 times. Huh. And it just wouldn't install. And I don't know why. I turned off the internet so the download wouldn't download. And I just downloaded the disc first. That worked. But then I went off, came back, put it on the internet, downloaded the update, but he tried to download the disc again and it's like, no, can't install, and just messed it all up. I was getting so stressed about it, like this, I'm going to try this one more time, and it installed, but oh my God, I don't know what was wrong with it, because like I tried over this, they all worked, I restarted, I did all the stuff to make it work, but it would not work, and I don't know why, but it is. I started it from scratch, obviously, because this game, you can't really go halfway through because you have no idea what's happening. And as soon as I turned it on, it was like, oh, community achievement thing to do. So I had to go and hit 100 zombies with just my fists. Now, I'm playing it on the story mode. I've done playing things on, like, hard or normal.
Oh, yeah.
I just put it easy. Just get me through the game. I just want to enjoy it. I don't want to be bashed in the head too many times. And because I'm on story mode, my fists do so much damage. It's like one punch kills of them. It's quite funny. So I might put it up to normal because I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm just one punching them. But if you do the 100, you get like 3 hero tokens that you can upgrade your weapons later on, which you need sometimes. But like I was looking, it says like I think it was like 2.5 million, and there's been like 1 billion kills on this game. Now I don't know how long this community thing's been going, but it's like gone past and succeeded its goal. So I think there's still like a big thing going on in this game. I think it's still being played here, there, and everywhere. But yeah, two was announced, and I thought, I'll go back to there because I like the game. It's not scary horror. It's like,
I mean, I don't know. I was like, this is good, this game, and then it got to night time. I went, nope.
Oh no, I won't go out at night time.
Nope.
That frightens me.
Yeah, but at
Jesus
certain points, Anna, you have to go out.
You have to. I know.
I was like, I think I had to got to that one point where I was like, I had to go out. I was like, I made it back and I saved it. I went, nope, that never again. Just turn it off.
I know there's one where you have to go and turn on the lights on the bridge.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, that is heart stopping. But yeah, they are scary beasts. But like, there's the following, which is the DLC for it, and in that you have to go into like their hives, their actual homes,
right,
to blow them up. And I'm like, no, no, you're getting me in there. So I'll play it up to the point where I can't. Because I don't like horror in the back. That's why I won't play Resident Evil or anything. But at the moment, it's just hitting things into, like, sticky walls. Like, spikes coming out of walls. That's quite fun to watch. And just... Because, like, when you do that, sometimes you get to see, like, their skeleton inside. And you see where they're being crushed. That's quite fun. And just punching them and their heads explode. That's quite fun to do. But, yeah, so on story mode, the ones that run at you won't run at you as much because there you were. I didn't know what was happening the first time I played it. These things just started, like, the zombies started running at me. I was like, I've not encountered this before. Why are they running at me? They scared me to death. But hopefully they don't run at me. But I've just done my first mission where you have to go and put the alarms on the cars. And it was like, I was doing, because I do that 100... the 100 hitting things. So I did that area. I got to my 100. And then he was like on the radio, oh, the area is full of zombies. I'm like, where? There's not a zombie inside. We've killed them all. And like the person on the other side of the road is like, use your firecracker. So I was like, why? I've killed them all. So it doesn't quite sync up with the things. He didn't know what I was doing, but I'd killed them all. So there was no one near the cars, which was quite funny. But yeah, playing that. It's all right game. It's not PS5 upgraded, but yeah, I'll just play this in my spare time. But I am just doing Mass Effect. It's such, like, you put it on and I think, oh, I'll play this for half an hour. Like, 2 hours have gone. It's ridiculous. And you don't even notice. It's so good. Like, what happened to BioWare? They need to get back to this. They need to get back to their
X. They made that trash game that everyone loves.
What? Destiny? Is that who made that?
Hang on, who made what?
BioWare made Anthem, didn't they? Is that them?
Well, BioWare made Anthem, but they also made Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, what happened there? I'd like to sit down and go, what happened?
I mean, people didn't hate. People thought Mass Effect Andromeda was buggy, but I think the people who actually, you know, didn't mind it, thought it said it was just fine. It just wasn't.
I didn't mind. Like, I played a lot of that. I played a good chunk of that. But it was just like I was going through it. And I've turned it off at this point because I was in, like, the main quarters area, like, where all my people were. And the blue one, I forget her name in this one, was leaning. Like, you know how you lean on, like, a chair or post or a wall? But she was leaning, but she was not leaning on anything. She was completely turned around. And I was just like,
just buggy.
What is happening? So I turned it off.
Just a buggy game. But I mean, I think they fixed all that stuff.
I played it last year.
Last year, I think I might have started it and went, it doesn't appear to be horrendous.
Oh, it was when it came out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just, I came out and I was like, I want to like it. No, can't like this. This is awful. But I think I'm going to do these and go back to that and give it another shot. Because I enjoyed the story that I was playing. I wanted to know what was going to happen. So, yeah, I might go back after 2 and 3 and just play it all in order. See if... I still don't quite understand how Andromeda fits in the world. But I guess if I play it, then I'll find out. Because I don't know if it's before or after the Mass Effect trilogy is, like, I don't know where it's
Andromeda.
Sits. Yeah.
Oh, it's set years after. No, wait.
Yeah, it is after.
Okay, no,
it
so
is after.
From what I can recall, there is in 3 maybe, I think it is, there is a ship going off somewhere else to go and explore something else, and that is that ship.
Right.
But it doesn't happen in tandem, obviously, because it's however many years later in, you know, you cryo sleep, whatever it is. So it is set hundreds of years after.
Right, okay.
3, I think.
That's what I saw on the side. I'm going to carry on, obviously, and see where we get to. But I think that's it. Oh, I did put Far Cry 4 in for a little bit, but I don't know. I don't know why, but it just, the controls don't seem to work properly on it, and I don't know why. I don't know if there's something wrong with it, but you try and input a button press, and it doesn't register. So I just went nope, and I turned that off straight away. I don't know what's wrong with it. Like I can remember playing this when the PlayStation 5 came out, because I thought, oh, I'll play that for a little bit. But yeah, I forgot that the button presses kind of don't work, and I don't know why. So yeah, stay away from the Far Cry games on your PlayStation 5. They don't want to work. I haven't tried 5 or 3, but yeah, I tried 4 and it just didn't want to work, and therefore I just found it really strange. But that's all I've played this week. Not too much, because the children have been at home, so we've been out and messing about with internets that don't want to work for some unbeknown reason, haven't we, Kevin?
Yes.
Yes. Been excellent. Awful internet, hate it. That's me. It's me done.
Okay. You want to know what I've been doing? I've been bit. No,
nah.
I've been busy. I haven't been busy.
I want to know.
Let's be honest. I finished Watch Dogs.
Legion. Finish what?
Finish Watch Dogs Legion.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Cool.
I finished Watch Dogs Legion. Could I tell
Is it
you,
exciting?
Could I tell you what happened at the end right now?
No. Nope.
That's how interesting it was.
Oh no, that sounds so
I
bad.
Do remember now. I do remember now, but I think I did it on Monday or Tuesday this week, and it was fine. It was just fine. I just enjoyed that game. I enjoyed going around London. I think the setting helps massively, because it's just a location that we know, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of goes in its favour. Similar to people who, like, when Watch Dogs 2 came out and just set in San Francisco, and everyone that was, like, living in San Francisco was like, had a proper, like, not a nostalgia effect, but, you know, they have a recognition of places and stuff like that. And similar
Are
to
you
that.
Doing this?
Yes, exactly.
Very much so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was fine, but, like, by the end, I was just ready for it to be done with. Kind of like, I was like, yeah, it can be done. You do a very nice mission after the kind of after the credits. There's a mission at the end that you can do. It's pretty good. And I don't know if you want to tell you, give you a vague hint at what it is.
The last thing I did was on that was, I was near the eye and I had to beat some... I was a robot drone and I had to shoot drones down. That's the last thing I did in that.
Yeah, that vaguely sounds right. Yeah, this is a mission where you have to be near that, don't you? You're on the like the dock thing that are underneath it.
Yeah.
Maybe that sounds like something you had to do. It's the drone things were annoying at times.
Yeah.
Where you were like, okay, I can hack this one. Okay, now all my hacking's on a cooldown. Now these other two big drones are going to come along, and you're like, well, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I've just got to shoot these with my electric pea shooter
to
Lego there. But I'm just
getting
hammered.
Yeah, there's no, like, proper gun, was there?
I'm getting
it's
hammered.
Weird.
Some of them did have proper guns. This is the thing, you see.
Ah, okay.
Mass Effect. Watch Dogs Legion has no personality in it in the same sense, because there's no main character. There's no one to rally around. And, like... as much as I only played pretty much with one character once I found the spy. Because she has a cloaking cowen and a cloak that can get her out of trouble immediately. I was like, why would I be anybody else? Also, she had a silenced pistol. So,
excellent.
So I was like, this character is perfect. I went into one of the final missions and she got downed immediately and got took to the hospital. And then I had to play with somebody else for a while. I was like, oh,
yeah.
God damn it. And I was like, it was at the end of my stream and I went... right, we'll leave it there then. I let me game run for half an hour while she recharged in the hospital. She came back and the next stream we carried on.
Fair enough.
I was like, I'm not. I don't want to play with anybody else. But the game lacks personality because, like I say, you just have a crew of people, a crew of generic randos, and none of them are particularly special.
No.
there's like some of the side characters in there are okay.
Like, the NPCs have more character because
they have to be because everything else is randomized. So you could be playing that game with a little old lady, you could be playing it with a podcaster. The first one I got was a podcaster. you could be playing with a spy, you could be playing with a police officer, you could be playing with a security guard, you could be working with a pastry chef. There's all sorts of stuff. There's a hypnotist in there I had for a while. She was okay. There's all these different types of people, and it's cool in some aspects, but it didn't work the same. And I was thinking, I think I might go back and play 2, because 2
has a
main character in it, and it's quirky and it's fun.
Yeah.
And the city's very nice, and yeah, I might go back to play 2 because of that. Oh, like I said, there's that many games out. Have I got time? Probably never will do, but the sentiment is there. The sentiment is there.
I'm thinking about it.
That is finished. That is done with. Like I said, if you stick around till the end, you don't have to watch, you can skip the credits, but there is a mission in there that tells you. Okay, I'm just going to say it. There's a quest at the end, which kind of leads you down the roots of Bagley.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's worth doing for that. Fun little mission. Admittedly, I did it with like 15 minutes left on stream, so I had to use a guide to do it. Just simply because the mission requires you to literally ping pong around London trying to find locations.
Okay.
And without having them pointed out to you, you kind of have to know London.
We know London.
We wouldn't know that London, Anna. We wouldn't know. You would know maybe two maybe. I knew or three of the locations. There's 9, and the rest of them. The rest of them I had to just like look on a map, look on like a map online, and just like, okay, where are they? I just find them, do what I needed to do, and then finish the mission. But it was good. It was a good little ending sort of thing. And then there's a zombie mode DLC come out this week as well.
The co-op mode as well, hasn't there come out? Co-op mission, apparently.
Is that the zombie mode one?
Oh, maybe. I'm not sure.
There's a zombie mode coming out. It's kind of like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. And I was like, I know someone who likes Left 4 Dead.
It entered like an alpha mode, apparently, this week. You can get into an alpha for it. I was like,
oh, okay.
I don't know. But it seemed, I don't know. I don't know whether I don't think the gunplay in that game is especially amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like having zombies running at you. Bad enough. Yeah. I mean, what do you do? You can't like hack them, can you? Try and hack a zombie. It's not going to work. I don't know. We'll see. There's still DLC to come for that game.
There is.
Yes.
Hopefully at some point.
I've been playing that game. That's a cover shoot, kind of cover-based shooter. But that with Mass Effect, there's two cover-based kind of shooters. Now, let's throw another one in the mix. I started playing Outriders this week.
Oh, God, why?
Why? I don't know. I heard people speak quite well of it, and I was like, I had a voucher for the Epic Store. I was like, okay, and it was on sale as well. I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
I think I got it for.
Why not?
I think I got it for 26 quid. I think it was.
That's not bad.
I was like, I kind of want to give it a go, and I was like, okay, let's play it. So that's 3 cover-based kind of shooters, all with all opposing controlling mechanics. So this has been a fun week for that. Trying to master that, leaping over stuff where I'm not meant to be. I kind of like it. I'm still very early on. People said you've got a really bad start to that game. And you've kind of got to push.
I didn't like
you've kind of got to push through the starting kind of bits of it before it starts to becoming like what it's meant to be. I kind of like
that's
it.
That's reassuring.
I kind of like it. It's so you are what are you? You're like some of the last people.
Like... So basically, yeah, you go to a planet, a new planet, because we've wrecked Earth.
Yes.
Then you have a falling out. This is literally like the start of the game.
Yeah.
You fall out with one of the guys that you've gone with because he... I can't remember what he... Oh, he wants to do something.
You're going down to find the beacons.
Mm-hmm.
You find the first beacon and then it goes, everything's okay. And then you find the second beacon and everything's not okay. But the guy in charge is like, no, we've already bring him down. head everyone down. This beacon says it's fine. And you're going, no, 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 no. And he goes, nope, go away. And then you get put in a cryopod.
And then he tries to kill you.
Yeah, and you get put in a little cryopod and then you wake up 30 years later. And it's...
I thought it was 100 years later.
Is it? Oh, no, well, no, it can't be 100 years later because everyone would be dead.
That's
be
true.
30
yeah.
years
so,
later.
Yeah.
30 years later, so, and there's a big old war going on between basically, like, there's also in the on the way to getting this second beacon, there's this weird like anomaly storm thing, and that anomaly storm basically nukes people, just blows them up, or one in like however many get superpowers,
and you get.
And that's you. You effectively get superpowers before you get put in the cryopod, and then you wake up, and then you're like, okay, I can blitz people, and then
light is,
So that's where my frustrations kind of started. Where it's like, you do all that stuff, and you just like, it's just like at that point, it's just kind of like a generic cover shooter, where you're just running around like relatively pretty environments, not bad, and then you get to a menu that goes. Okay, pick your class, sort of thing. You're like, okay, great. Do I get to try these out? You're like, no. You click on it and it goes, you can't change this. This is the one you have. Once you've picked this one, you can't change. I was like, okay, but I don't quite know how this feels. And I've heard this before on podcasts that I've been listening to, saying like, if you pick the wrong class, you are screwed and you've got to do that whole start again.
Yeah.
So then I had to go through videos going, what class does what and what does this, what does that? I went for the Technomancer, I think.
I went for the fire.
I heard bad things about the fire one. I heard the fire one was not the way to go. And I was like, okay. I quite like the fire one as well because it's mid-range. And I was like, fire one seems like one I'd want. But then I heard people saying that fire is not the way to go. And then a lot of people I've heard have said Trickster is the one that you want. I was like, oh. So I was on this. It was fence Trickster or Technomancer. I went Technomancer because I want to be. Because Technomancer is ranged, it's sniper, long range weapons, and the more every class has an ability that gets you health back. I think the fire one is like if you kill people who have been lit on fire, you gain health back or something like that. Isn't that sounds right?
Yeah.
So the Technomancer one is. Every amount of damage you hit, a percentage of that you get back as health. Now the further away you are from an enemy, the more damage you do. So obviously then more health comes back. Obviously that's where the sniping ability class comes in because you're playing long range to get more health back. But you get health back regardless. If someone charges you, just shoot them away. You will get health back, but you don't get as much. And then you have like a series of powers that are like on cooldowns. So I've got one that like brings out like a turret gun, or one that like I can throw a grenade, like a stun grenade type thing. I don't know. You get all these different abilities with each class, and that's cool. But this game is no joke. It does not mess around, does it? I mean, do you find this, Anna? It will kill you instantly if you're and I think that's the problem, right? They sell this as a cover shooter. And I've heard people say this a lot, like before I played it. It's not meant to be a cover shooter. You are meant to be aggressive. You are meant to be getting in these people's faces and gunning them down. I've heard people say the cover isn't for you, it's for them. The cover is for them to get cover, not for you. You can take cover every now and again, but if you try and hide in cover like that, you will get got. People flank you, people throw grenades at you. And everyone is accurate, like laser focused accuracy on them, and it's fine.
Very
you've got to like kind of like ping pong around this map without really hiding, just kind of using your abilities, and that's where. So a sniper is good. I think a sniper class is probably better, or like a team based. Because it's co-op.
Tells you to play it with people,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, you can play co-op. It's free-player co-op. Cross-play as well, across all of them, I think.
Possibly, yeah.
It was cross-play across all of them, I think. I was like, okay, great. So at some point, I could play it with someone feasibly. The possibility is there. And I think a sniper class very much requires that, because the second you start shooting someone, people start running at you. So then your range is then closed immediately. You don't have the range anymore to get as much health back as you need, because you're still... If I'm out in the open just gunning people down, other people are shooting me at the same time, so I'm not gaining the health back as much as I'm taking damage. It's been difficult trying to manage all those things and juggling it. Other thing I don't like about it, I just find it weird, is that it's like a weird, like, there's like a small cutscene, kill box room, kill room.
Yeah.
Little cutscene. Yeah. It's like a series of like vignette little rooms that you
yes.
It's very like stunted in what it is. It's like cutscene, box room.
Yes.
Cutscene, box room. Cutscene. Mm-hmm. It's just like stop start. And it's even to the point where like I've got to walk 5 feet over here. Cutscene. And it okay, put you back in. Press the button. Cutscene.
Yep.
I'm like, don't do that. I don't need that. I really don't need that. It was like, but other than that, I've not hated it. I've not hated it at all. I've wanted to play more of it this week, just not had the time. But it's been an okay game, not bad. What it is, I got it on a sale. Fingers crossed, at some point, other people will get it that I can play it with, and then I'll be really good because I'll have played 4 hours where everyone else has played none. I don't know, but it seemed fine from what I played, and I've just got to ride the initial wave of mediocrity. It's the first few hours, apparently, and then it's supposed to get good. Also, there's like there's world levels, isn't there, or something like that? And
there is, yeah.
It kept popping up, going, "You've got a gift in this tier level." I was like, "What does that mean?" I was like, "Okay, I'll take this gift." It's like, "Do you want to move the world level up?" And I was like, "Okay, what's that?" So it's like Diablo style, like what level of difficulty you want. And if you move the difficulty level up, the rarity of loot goes up exponentially.
So do the enemies.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Everything gets harder, but also that's where the multiplayer comes in, because if you're playing co-op, you're gonna want to ramp the difficulty up to get the better goods. But also, it's gonna be too easy if you're just playing in a group of three.
That's why I didn't play it, because I wanted to do higher levels. But it was kicking my butt on my own. So I was trying to go into other games, but it was the servers were broken, and that's why I didn't play it. Now I remember why I didn't go to it. If that's fixed, then I'll go back to it. But I remember, I was like, I can't go to these highs because it won't let... It would just literally kick you out of games. I'd be there, I'd be playing, and it would just kick you out. I think it was our internet as well as the servers being awful, because I remember, like, it was like, why... is kicking me out, and apparently the servers were bad. But every time I went on, you know how you have them little like three bars that tell you how good your strength is? Mine was always on amber.
Right.
So I think a combination of their servers not working and our internet at the time.
Just I mean, didn't you played work. It on release, didn't you?
I did.
So the servers were on fire for the first week, if I remember rightly. So I imagine that didn't help you either.
No. That's insane.
Yeah, I think I played it. I think I'm on like world tier 2. And I was like, I can probably live with this, because it's hard. It's really not easy. If you're not like paying attention to this game, it's not a game you can just have on in the background, kind of playing mindlessly. You will get killed, and it's not a game where you can just go, okay, start again. Okay, let's just mess about, and you kind of have to pay attention because. Enemies will kill you because they're designed to kind of get in your face, and you're kind of designed to take them out and get the health back that way and use your abilities. Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people said it's more like it's a game where you have superpowers and you have guns. You use the guns while your powers are reloading. That's it. That's how you should be playing the game. You use your powers, and then when they're recharging, shoot some people. Don't use it as a shooter game. Don't treat it as that, because it's not. It's more like it's meant to be more about the power. Someone I said on the podcast said, this is kind of what the Avengers game should have been. I was like,
fair enough.
Yeah, you have all the abilities and you have things on the cooldowns. But I was like, yeah, I can probably see that as well. But yeah, I'll play some more of that stuff at some point, and we'll get back to you on that one, because I'll let you know if I actually push through the bad bit to get to the good bit. We'll see.
I got to a mountain, I think.
Oh.
I had to go up a mountain. There was a big enemy up there. So that's what I did. The last thing I did.
Yeah. Yeah. I've enjoyed the benefit of, like, I played Mass Effect and I played this and I was like, oh, waypoints. Markers on the map. Wow.
Yeah.
The world has moved on so much in 15 years. Yeah. It was just a nice, it was just a nice city. I was like, just happy to have a pinpoint of nowhere
waypoint,
I need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But other than that, I think that is all I've played.
Disgraceful.
You're busy.
I know.
I suppose we'll end the podcast then, shall we?
Please.
That's how you're all going to be, a bunch of monsters.
Yeah, but you've just been sat there playing Football Manager.
That's beside the point.
There we go, see.
You can follow us on Twitch at MGUK Podcast. You can follow me anywhere on the internet. Apart from TikTok, at Lelujo. TikTok, it's Mr. Kevin Chapman.
I'm at Miss Lelujo on everything, I believe.
And I'm at Pab1986 on Twitter and Twitch.
Oh, that's excellent news, Pab. Really good stuff.
You said you could find us everywhere on Twitch.
On the internet, I mean.
Yeah.
People figure it out. Yeah. Let's face it, no one's... Anyone listening now, which is no one... Anyone still listening at this point of the podcast knows where to find us on the internet. I actually don't know why we do this bit at the end. It's just habit. I don't do this on any of my YouTube videos or anything anymore. People know where to find us. It's not hard. If you haven't found us, if you haven't found us after all this time, you're thick. There you go. Wow. That's a better way to end the podcast. That's how, from now on, that's how I'm ending it. Find us. Use your initiative to find us,
so
dummies.
So what you do then, though, then is... You tweet, if you've heard this, tweet out a wow to sheepdog.
Yeah, exactly. Say, can't believe you called us all thick,
wow
sheepdog.
Yeah, there you go.
See you next week, boys and girls.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.